Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got the Tommy Olive with me, so we've got a treat, folks, as usual. Y'all stay tuned. I promise you, you're going to learn something, as do I, every time we have him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Scott.
You just had a huge, and I say that because I love coming into your shop during Christmas.
Thank you.
Everybody, because it kind of is like the winter wonderland.
Yes.
And I know after Christmas is what I really like when my wife goes there is after Christmas.
I'm not sure I've seen her, Scott.
You will.
All right. And it's still full of some beautiful stuff.
I know it is because I will tell you this. Our house, it has a long entryway or a porch or whatever. It's real tall in the front. Mm-hmm. And there was this area, and I know because you sold it to her last year. It was this huge, huge reef. I mean, it's huge. We had to pay somebody to actually put it up there.
Yeah.
And then we had to pay them to come back and take it down, which they did yesterday.
But oh, to be young, Scott.
Yes. But I want to tell you this, to give you a compliment, because you had lots and lots of compliments on that wreath, because it's very unusual. It had a little red bird in it. I didn't even notice it till it was up. But it was very, very beautiful.
Yeah, well, good.
So I want to tell you that and compliment you on that and what your store sells and
people. You know, it's kind of fun. It is fun to hear feedback like that.
Well, but everybody that came in made a comment how pretty it was, and yeah. I just want to thank you for having us or helping her get that.
Yes. Yeah.
And on sale, by the way.
That's right.
So, and I know.
And that's a what's called a 60-inch wreath, which is 5 feet, but it's actually about. That's tip to tip, and it's really about 4 feet. But that's a big wreath, you know, 4 foot wreath, a big wreath. And we still have some of those on sale.
Well, they're I'm just gonna tell you folks, where everybody that came to our house complimented on it, so it was cool.
Yeah.
But Christmas is over, so we're into the new year. But into the new year, you'd think it's great, but everything kind of looks yuck.
You know,
what do we do about that?
Let me tell you something. I planted some pansies at my house. My wife loves it when I do that. And spruce things up, and well, they look fabulous. And I was digging. I think it was before Thanksgiving, actually. And the ground was totally moist
from all the rain.
Yes, in October. And it's interesting that it. I haven't had a soaking rain since those big rains in October. But we haven't had the heat to dry out the soil, so it's just totally moist. And what that's going to mean, well, two things. It's easy to dig in, easy to plant in. So if you do want to do a few things like snaps and pansies and stuff like that, and cabbage and kale, the ornamental stuff, it's easy right now with the moisture in the soil. Our soil gets hard as a rock when it gets dry, for the most part, not if you haven't used the olive oil. But when it has this consistency of moisture, it's real easy to grow in, to plant in, and then also to grow.
And so right now we want to plant the pansies.
It'd be great to.
And the snapdragons, is that right, or just snaps?
Snapdragons, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm learning, aren't I?
That's right. Now, do you know if it's going to be cold this winter?
Well, I know it's supposed to get cold, still get cold more, so we're not done with the cold.
Right. But we don't have any idea how cold it's going to get. And I have, some years it's already been colder than it's gotten this year.
Yes.
Already. And I have a snapdragon at home in a pot. And you don't see many orangey-red pansies. And in a pansy pot, I put a snapdragon. And Debbie said, what's that red plant over there in that pansy pot? And it was a snapdragon. So they're still in bloom. So it's been mild enough that snaps are still blooming outside, totally outside, with no cover or anything like that through these cold spells. So anyway, now one thing I want to tell you when we come back, I want to talk about the spring. Because I really have some really good news about the coming spring.
So, we're not there yet. We still got a ways. Because I think we still got cold weather, don't you?
Yes, we do.
So we don't want to plant anything that's not going to tolerate cold.
Correct.
Or do that. So we still got the pansies and the snaps. And you said cabbage?
Ornamental cabbage and ornamental kale. It takes up some room, you know, which is kind of nice in a bed, and they're real showy. You know, cabbage, you ever seen them? What they look like?
I think I have. I guess I have.
You probably have, They look good in pots, and they look good in the ground, wherever. They're just pretty. And they so that and stock. My granddad used to grow stock out at our little lake cabin, and he'd plant them around the mesquite trees, and they'd grow about 3 feet tall and be absolutely gorgeous and smell real good. and they'd bloom in the spring. Well, they made dwarf stock that can make a bloom so quickly that in a short period of warmth in the winter, they'll bloom again. And they're blooming right now. So they've stayed in bloom all winter so far. And they live through the winter. They can't take the heat, and so they kind of burn up like pansies do usually in the summer. So that's another thing. Stock also.
And what, I'm not familiar. What is that exactly?
Well, it's the most common one is probably white, and it's the most fragrant. It smells kind of like an orange blossom, real sweet.
Oh, wow.
And that also come in sort of a maroon and purple.
And we can plant those now.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I want to do then.
Yay.
I got to tell you a little secret I did, because as you know, for the last several years, because you don't have to, I've brought you many, many pots.
Yeah.
And
we've
got joked on that on the radio too, because I've screwed up because they're heavy.
Yeah.
And you take a bunch in, and then you think, okay, it's not going to freeze. And
one time your son brought them in.
Yes, he did. And I appreciated that too. And he's going to do it from now on. But let me tell what I did this year. I thought ahead. I got this little golf cart trailer.
Yeah. Okay.
And it holds. It's full, completely full of every pot that Claire has with all the plants. When I knew I was going to do it, we put them on there. And instead of just setting them in the garage, you know, covering them up and everything, they're on the golf cart trailer. They're still on the golf cart trailer.
Inside or outside?
Both. Here's what I've done. I've left them on the golf cart trailer.
Yeah.
So, right today, they're outside.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's going to be sunny and good for a while,
right?
I put them outside in the driveway, water them real good. Let them stay out there for maybe a week or two. I say, it's going to freeze. Put them back in the garage.
Yeah.
You know, hook them to my little golf cart and back them back in the garage. My back feels better. The plants are all alive.
And they're all doing well.
And they're doing well.
Yeah,
they get natural sunlight real good that way.
Yeah.
I'm kind of proud of this.
Hey, this guy's smart.
Now, until somebody backs up to my trailer and steals my golf cart trailer and all my plants...
Yeah.
Until that happens, I'm really proud of this deal that I thought of.
Yeah.
I'm a little lonesome. Hey, Claire's real proud. Her plants look better than they've ever looked.
That's right.
You know, these are the plants your wife actually planted for me and did last year.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to have to tell her I've saved every single one of them. I'm really proud of this.
Good. Excellent.
Because, it's the first year in about 58 years that I've done this correctly. So it took me a little while to figure something out, but I did it.
So,
and guys, I'm telling you, this is a great idea.
Little feeding and pruning and
yes.
getting them ready for spring. It may be
And you know what I fed
done.
Them?
What?
Olive oil.
All right, perfect.
Not just on the grass. I fed each of them a little olive oil.
Excellent.
And I keep it a little...
This time of year, it'd be perfect for them.
But one thing I also found out when I was loading them in my trailer, you got to be careful. Fire ants like to get in those pots, too.
Oh, yeah.
So
you kind of have to drench the pots.
Yeah. Found that out after the fact.
I got rid
of those, but it's all good now.
Yeah.
So that was my... gardening lesson or plant lesson for the year, but I was wanted to share that with you and our audience, because that was a pain-free lesson this year for me.
I have a bougainvillea and a hibiscus and a croton, actually, and a fern, asparagus fern, that I've been bringing into the utility room and back out some. So I'm doing it the old-fashioned way, Scott. So,
yeah. And the reason not to this day, because my mother always loved bougainvilleas, the one with the big old thorns on them.
Yeah.
They grab you when you pick them up.
You can cut those back now.
Okay. God, I hate that.
Cut them way back. Cut them back just to beyond the pot. That'd be way back, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. So I didn't know that.
And then because they're going to bloom on the terminals or their extremities, right?
Yes.
You know, you've seen that?